Welcome to this episode of GGID. Today, fighting noise pollution in Paris. Paris, it was discovered, is the noisiest city in Europe. It has 5.5 million people, while London and Berlin are much smaller. And this contributes to the noise level having become a public health issue. It interferes with people sleeping and, in some cases, with ordinary living, such as talking or listening to music. As part of combating noise pollution, a special program has installed noise radars that are capable of detecting the noise levels and identify the vehicle that is coming from. For now, the radars, called Medusas, are only in the 17th and 20th arrondissement. Once the program goes into effect after 2023, each offender will be fined €135, a fine automatically sent to their home. Much of the noise comes from scooters and motorcycles souped up to increase the sounds they make. It is estimated that one of these scooters can wake up as many as 10,000 people. The efforts are a continuation of the city fighting noise pollution. The first noise plan was in place from 2015 to 2020 and implemented measures such as sound barriers along the périphérique, which is the freeway that goes around the city, or the testing of an innovating low-noise asphalt. Not only are Parisians upset by the noise levels, the World Health Organization attributes excessive noise above 55 decibels, to a whole range of health issues, including cardiovascular problems. Also, France's National Noise Council has determined that excessive noise interferes with people's sleep and productivity and costs the nation €147 billion each year. Other cities and other countries are watching France's efforts, in the hope of being able to import or adapt them. Anyone living in a large urban center can certainly appreciate the need to do something, anything, about noise pollution. Thank you for listening, and until next time, let's make sure that we notice all that's good out there.